The idea that AI is a set-it-and-forget-it solution for quality is one of the most persistent myths of the current era. In reality, as the systems we build get smarter, the human oversight required to keep them honest becomes even more critical. Here is your text, preserved exactly as written, but structured to highlight the shift from blind automation to strategic validation. The automation myth versus the correctness reality. AI is transforming software testing, but it's not replacing car engineers. Many people believe that AI can automate everything in testing. It can generate test cases, execute workflows, and even optimize processes. The critical limitation: AI cannot guarantee correctness. AI systems are not reliable by default. They can hallucinate, produce incorrect outputs, and generate results that look accurate but are actually wrong. This makes validation more important than ever. The business context gap. AI also lacks business context. It doesn't fully understand user behavior, domain-specific risks, real-world scenarios. A test case generated by AI might look correct, but it may not reflect what truly matters to the business. That's where car engineers come in. The evolution of the car engineer. The role of testers is evolving. Instead of just executing tests, car engineers are now validating AI outputs, identifying risks, and ensuring system reliability. They act as output validators, risk analysts, workflow testers, quality owners, redefining the testing process. Testing AI systems is also different from traditional testing. Instead of fixed outputs, AI produces variable results. This requires testers to evaluate accuracy, consistency, and risk, not just correctness. As highlighted by Babu Manikam, AI is powerful, but it needs human validation to be trusted. The future of testing is not about replacing testers. It's about making testing smarter. Because the more systems rely on AI, the more important it becomes to ensure their behavior is correct. Since identifying risk is becoming a primary pillar for the modern car, would you like to explore a framework for how to categorize AI hallucination risks within your existing defect management system?